Alrighty, guys. I am Lizzie, and I'm here with Hope.
Hey.
And today we're going to be doing a podcast over interpersonal communication. I'm going to be talking about Billie Eilish, and Hope is going to be talking about Tate McRae. Each of these artists are a part of interpersonal communication, and we are going to talk about how their music and their lives relate to interpersonal communication. And yeah. Hope and I are going to be the ones to welcome you to the first podcast episode.
Right. And then each episode after this is going to have different hosts with their own chapters and their own concepts. So let's get right into it.
So what exactly is interpersonal communication? Do you want to explain that to me, Hope?
Yeah. So interpersonal communication is basically our internal dialogue. It's our thoughts, our emotions, and most importantly, our own self-talk.
Right. So musicians actually have a lot of interpersonal communication connected to their music, especially with how they talk in their songs. Of course, songs are a lot of lyrics and words and putting it together into forming emotions or forming a dialogue in your own head of what exactly it means to you.
Yeah, and these artists turn their own internal dialogue into these lyrics and into these songs. And so this is a big part of interpersonal communication and how we view ourselves and how they view themselves.
Exactly. So that is actually called self-concept, which is how you see yourself, identity, and your traits.
Yeah, so musicians like Tate McRae and Billie Eilish, we can see their self-concepts in their music, specifically because they're constantly expressing themselves and how they're feeling in their lyrics. And Tate McRae's song, specifically Rubber Band, she uses lyrics that express how she feels like she wishes she was better.
Mm. So this shows how she sees herself as emotionally stuck. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Tate's self-concept is tied to relationships and how she often questions her own feelings and actions.
Yeah, so this is a great example of self-concept. So let's take a listen. Yeah, so in this song specifically, she's talking about a toxic pattern she has where she slaps a rubber band on her wrist every time she thinks about this guy she doesn't want to think about anymore. Mm. And in this song, she identifies that this is a toxic cycle and she wishes she was better. And this is a good indicator that she has a good self-concept and can identify when she's showing these toxic traits.
Amazing. Alrighty, next we're going to be talking about Billie Eilish and how she talks about her body image and how people judge her online appearance. In her song, Not My Responsibility, in the Happier Than Ever album, she talks about her body image and how society's emotions within her image just affects her mental health, and it affects how she sees herself and her body. In this song, she isn't exactly really singing. It's more just like her talking, but it's still like, it's not like regular talking. It's more just like, it's more just her saying her feelings, you know? It's like she's talking to society. She's talking to her fans.
Yes.
She's talking to...
She's making a statement.
Yes, exactly. She is going on about how... Is it her stomach? Is it her shoulders? Is it her waist? Is it her bust? There was actually a photo that went around in, I think it was like 2023. It's literally just her walking in LA, like any other celebrity.
Yeah.
And there was a paparazzi that caught her just walking. She was in her... She was in a tank top and not biker shorts. It's like, it was like shorts that like usually boys would wear, because she's a very much tomboy. You know, she's not exactly super girly. And someone decided to edit that photo and make her look obese, made her look fat. And I think one of the inspiration for this song was that photo, which I totally would understand that. You know, I totally would be like, why are people deciding to edit my body when that's totally inappropriate?
And why do they feel the need to comment about it?
Exactly. So let's take a listen to a little clip of her just talking about herself.
Would you like me to be smaller, weaker, softer, taller? Would you like me to be quiet? Do my shoulders provoke you? Does my chest? Am I my stomach? My hips? The body I was born with? Is it not what you wanted?
She's talking about how, would you like me to be the way that you want me to be? And if I were to do that, how would I be able to be myself?
So in the chapter, the looking glass self is basically where someone is aware of how others see them. So with Billy specifically, in her song, she's communicating that she's aware of what's going on and how people view her, like you said.
All right. Hope, do you want to talk about Tate McRae with her purple lace bra?
Yeah, so I know Tate discusses in her song purple lace bra, and she reflects how she constantly feels judged and perceived by others, especially the media and in the public eye. And she sings about being reduced down to her appearance and it just minimizing her depth of character as an artist. And she feels like she's going unseen and unheard because of this.
Yes, exactly. Alrighty.
So let's take a listen.
Let's take a listen to Purple Lace Bra, guys. Let's go.
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my head. You only listen when I'm undressed. Here, would you like it? None of the rest.
So that lyric was like talking specifically about like, oh, if I sexualize myself, will you pay attention to me? Because the media only pays attention to her when
she shows herself off.
She's sexualized, yeah.
Oh.
And she feels like they're not actually paying attention to her for her artist perspective.
Mm.
And her dancing and lyricism and performance. And rather just sexualizing her and her body.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. These examples specifically tie into the challenges women face in the music industry, where their talent and their voice are often overshadowed by their appearance, which unfortunately is almost every single woman artist out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina Carpenter, for example, she is very sexualized, especially by her songs and just like who she shows herself as a person.
Yeah, and I feel like even if they are sexualized, then they get shamed for being sexualized when that wasn't even their goal in the first place.
Exactly.
So let's move into the next topic, which is vulture statements. And vulture statements are negative thoughts like, I'm not good enough.
In Billie's song, I Don't Want to Be You Anymore, Billie talks a lot about her feelings and internal dialogue in her songs, which tie into a lot about our interpersonal communication chapter. But she talks a lot about how she feels isolated and how she feels alone, which could go into just like self-criticism, as we talk about, and it goes into how she feels to herself without anybody telling her how to feel.
Yeah, and I know Billy and Tay can relate on this, as many of their songs actually contain negative self-talk. And this negative self-talk and self-blame can become a vicious cycle, and it can be really hard to break.
The next clip is I Don't Want to Be You Anymore by Billie Eilish.
Hands getting cold, losing feelings, getting old. Was I made from a broken world?
Her lyricism is so good and so serious, but the way she composes her songs makes it feel very vibey and lighthearted.
Yes, yes.
If I love
So is she talking about not wanting to be herself in this?
She's talking a lot of just, like, how she doesn't want to be in the cycle of depression and loneliness.
Oh, gosh.
Like, she's talking about how a lot of the stuff that she is, like, a lot of stuff that's happening in the relationship and in her life is getting old. So that's why some of it says hands getting cold, losing feelings, getting old. It's a lot of, like, she's already been through this before, and she doesn't want to be the person that is allowing this to happen anymore because she's sick of what's happening. And it's literally, that's why it's called I Don't Want to Be You Anymore, is because she doesn't want to be stuck in this endless cycle of depression and loneliness and isolation. So, yeah.
So both artists show high emotional intelligence because they can both express their complex emotions.
All right. Yeah. It takes a lot to not be only feel those emotions, but then also to be able to communicate them indefinitely and go through their art shows that they both have a deep understanding of emotional intelligence.
Yeah. And I feel like for themselves, their music and their lyrics definitely help them understand their own emotions, too, which is a big part of emotional intelligence.
All right. Now we're going to be talking about Lovely, which is a song collaborated with Khalid. She wrote this song when she was like 16, I'm pretty sure. It's a song, within this song, it expresses how alone she feels within her own thoughts and life. She believes that she is stuck within her own thoughts and believes that she can't be happy. But if she can, it's hard to get out of the depression, which unfortunately, that's a lot of people nowadays. But especially within this song, she talks a lot about how it's hard to get out of that cycle of being lonely and depressed when at the same time, you know, you are grateful and in a place that people wish they would be at.
Yeah, and they almost feel like they're not allowed to feel these emotions because of their success.
Exactly, yeah. All right, we're going to be playing a clip of Lovely by Billie Eilish and Khalid.
Wanna feel alive outside. I can't find my fit.
Isn't it lovely? Alone. Heart made of glass, my mind of stone.
Tear me to pieces, skin to bone.
It's such a good song, and it's like the way that the song is just puts you in a area of sadness, and like you mentally feel like you are hurt.
Yeah, like the way her song is composed and she composes it, it's like another form of communication. Like she's communicating to her audience the emotions that she wants to portray.
Mm-hmm. It's like through her music.
Yeah.
Like the way that she produces it, it gives her audiences how to feel. It's also a lot of just feeling like she needs to get out of this endless cycle. This song shows a lot of like emotion, especially with how like the choruses and how she made the the sound effects, like you're in a dark, repressed place.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of like you are putting your entire life, your entire, like all of your emotions into trying to get out of your own hellhole of your mind and your mental health. And when it comes to Billie Eilish as well, she talks a lot about her mental health when it comes to her songs.
Yeah.
Because, like, she talks a lot about, like, just, like, being isolated, which shows a lot of, like, weak mental health, which is not, like, something that you should be ashamed for. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, like, the reason that a lot of people connect with her is because of her having that mental health connection with her fans, and a lot of people like struggle with that, you know, self-concept about themselves. So I would say, like, when it comes to mental health with her, it's like a lot of it's a lot of connection.
Yeah.
So
Tate really doesn't talk much about her mental health. She kind of keeps up walls. It's more she talks about her experiences. And when she talks about her experiences, it's very much aggressive. Mm. And you can tell she, you know, she doesn't get too vulnerable with what she talks about. She'll be like, yeah, this guy, like, cheated on me, left me for this other girl, you know, and she'll make songs. But most of her songs are very upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are, like, sad and serious, she still really doesn't get as vulnerable as Billy, where it's like she's talking directly about how she feels and her mental health. She never really talks about where her headspace is at. She talks about her feelings, but Billy's more very direct with her communication about her mental health and loneliness, whereas Tate is very indirect and it's more subtle. She talks more about feelings and less where her headspace is at. And again, that's kind of the walls and the privacy. She's kind of keeping that close to her. So Tate and Billy really communicate a lot within their music and their lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's like, I love that both of our artists are so vulnerable when it comes to like their thoughts and their feelings and their experiences as well.
There's so much good and so much bad when it comes to sharing so much of yourself online, because yes, you are communicating with this audience and you're showing them your true self, but then also it's where is the line of too much information? Where should I, you know, maybe not tell every single detail about my life to this audience that I don't even know in person, and they don't really know me personally.
Exactly.
And it's almost like, well, I want to be vulnerable with my audience, but I also don't want to share everything. So it's hard for celebrities like Billy and Tate to kind of navigate that in like what's too much to communicate and what's not enough. You're connecting with this audience and they're connecting with you. So where is that line for privacy? It's almost non-existent.
Exactly.
So that's why it's very hard for these celebrities to navigate in how they communicate with their audience. And, you know, they can tell, like, these tall tales where they, like, make up things that aren't necessarily true. But the things that are true, it's like, and what they choose to share, they have to be very careful with.
Yeah. But all right, guys. We're nearing the end of our podcast. Let's go over some of the topics we have covered and the definition of interpersonal communication. The definition of interpersonal communication is it is basically our internal dialogue. It's our thoughts, our emotions, and most importantly, our self-talk. Some of the concepts we have talked about is self-concept with Tate McRae's Rubber Band song, as she recognizes her toxic patterns and this affects her overall self-concept. Some of the other main points that we pointed out within songs from our artist is Looking Glass Self, with the example of Billy's song, Not My Responsibility, the Vulture Statements with Billy's I Don't Want to Be You Anymore song, and then the Emotional Intelligence with Tate and Billy's Loneliness and Mental Health with Lovely by Billie Eilish.
Overall, both musicians show interpersonal communication and how they shape identity and emotions.
Their lyrics reflect self-concept, self-talk, and internal struggles.
So that's been the first episode of our podcast series. And with plenty more to follow, next up is Kale and Lane's podcast on verbal communication. So stay tuned.